Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
Recently, the ancient culture of India made a visit to Bulgaria through the program of the International Folklore Festival in the town of Veliko Trnovo and several other forums held under the auspices of the International Organization of Folklore Festivals. On Radio Bulgaria brought you special reports on the festivals in Veliko Trnovo, also in the one in the village of Chelopec, where we had the guests from India. And one of these guests was Mr. Singh, singer and artistic director of the TOB Manipuri Dance and Cultural Research Institute. With the support of the Government of India, the Embassy of India in Bulgaria, and the East-West Indologic Foundation, 10 dancers, singers and instrumentalists from the TOB Manipuri Dance and Cultural Research Institute presented to the Bulgarian audience for the first time the ancient folk and classical Manipuri dance from the state of Manipuri in eastern India. Radio Bulgaria's Albena Bezovska went to these events and talked to the artistic director of the institute. And here is what he told us about the creation of the cultural center, which he now manages.
My name is Ningthauzam Navasandra Singh, in short, Nava Volume. I am the chairman of the Thoibi Manipuri Dance and Cultural Research Institute of Northeast India in Manipur. And we have, as on today, about 200 performing artists are there. Out of his, under Government of India's instruction and direction, we came only 10 people this time. And participating the Veliko Trnovo International Folklore Festival, Veliko Trnovo, after that we went to some places like Rajghat, Ruze. Thereafter, we are here at the central area where it covers is the Chelopec. This institute was founded in 1984 by late Guru N. Thoibi Devi, who expired in the year 2002. She dedicated her life in the field of dance, and she had unreserved and very selfless service to promote the Manipuri dance in the world platform. Till February 2002, she was dancing, and in May, she died. She said that, I will dance if I have the soul and there is pulse in my body. I will not leave aside dance. I will keep on dancing. That was her willpower. And her followers, her students, became nowadays dance gurus also. And this institute, after foundation in 1984, had given series of programs inside India and abroad, in the neighboring areas. And this institute has 3 divisions. One is training unit, second is performing unit, and third is the research unit. The research unit is doing lot of work in the field of indigenous cultural heritage of Manipur and performing art forms of Manipur. And this Imphal, the capital of Manipur, become a nucleus of the South Asian culture. So we are trying to have a cultural hub under the Thoibi Manipuri Dance and Cultural Research Institute. This time, we have been able to entertain the people and make known our folk and traditional items when we present our indigenous items like Lai Harauba, like Maivi Dance, Manipuri Ras Lila Dance, which is acclaimed and demanded more and more to present, and the tribal aspects of dance also we have been presenting.
The music and dance of Manipur accompany the evolution of human in these lands, said Mr. Singh, and from him we learn also about the penna, one of the oldest instruments in the world, which today is part of the rituals, dances and songs of Manipur.
The music of Manipur evolved itself from the time of the evolution of the human being. Let me say like that. Because it doesn't have a fixed date when it was started. It comes out with the evolution of human being and the creation of art, as we believe. Because, you see, the Lai Harauba is the most important festival in which all folk elements are molded together in the stream of songs, music, dance, martial arts, theaters. So folk dances and music rises up mainly from Lai Harauba and other areas where old people are believed to be the artists in Manipur. It comes up with the growing up of their life, their profession in the field as well as in the society. So the music that evolved in Manipur is with the spirit of the people of Manipur is called the folk music of Manipur. And instrumentally there is one penna instrument, you must have seen that. That is the, what do you call, sound is quite different from other instruments of the world. It has been using, as we believe, from the time of the gods and goddesses. Yes, and it is transcendary from one generation to one generation. And it is still using. And there are 2 to 3 types of these pennas, which are singing with the penna, and all rituals, all ceremonies are performed with the pennas. Without the penna, it becomes an incomplete thing. Besides penna, we have dhol, we have pung also. Pung is a kind of a mridanga. In India, mridanga you might have seen. So many mridangas are there, pakhavas, other khols, like that. Our pung is an instrument which is using in the classical dances of Manipur. The folk dances of Manipur and its aesthetics has made classical dance of Manipur, that is in 18th century, under the guidance of divine composer Raj Rishi Bhagyachandra. We used to present programs not only in Manipuri, but mostly the classical dances are presented in Sanskrit languages. Its song and its culture is Sanskritized, and also Hindi Devanagari we use when we produce the item Ek Shura Ek Tala, an item of international dances, dancing together in one tune, one rhythm.
And to me, such events are very important because they show how close the traditions of different peoples really are, and how different in appearance we might be. We all share a sun and a sky, and let's not forget that, said the artistic director of the Toibi Manipuri Dance and Cultural Research Institute, Mr. Ningtujam Nabachandra Singh, in an interview for Radio Bulgaria's Albena Bezuska. Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our 2 streaming channels. And also, you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.